Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Saturday, July the 8th. I'm Andy Holden, going to be looking at an 8-race card at Bellierstown this evening, called third and final day of their 3-day July fixture. Plenty of competitive action once again, lots of big fields, lots of decent handicaps to get our teeth stuck into. We begin, however, with a conditions hurdle over 2.5 miles at 4.50. Quite a trappy affair with several throwing their hat in the ring to take this €8,000 contest. The main two protagonists, however, should come in the shape of Automated and Tigris River, who both come here off the back of successful victories on the level of late. Automated landed a bit of a punt for connections by staying up very strongly to win a 1.5 mile handicap at Leopardstown. He'd certainly gone there off the back of several good performances over hurdles, including a decent run in the Coral Cup and in that big competitive handicap at the Punchestown Festival, so he certainly wasn't winning out of turn. Today's 2.5 mile triple really suit him, and on all known form, he probably looks the one to beat. However, I do think Tigris River will give him plenty to think about. I've actually marked this horse down as a potential horse for the Galway Hurdler in several weeks' time. Joseph O'Brien certainly looks as though he's got a strong hand in that particular department, with Plinth throwing his hat in the ring for Ballybrit honours with a victory at Tipperary the other night. And this horse was very, really impressive the other day when he won at the Curra over 2 miles stone and very strongly to beat Zafian and Serector in fairly convincing fashion. He's got plenty of good form over hurdles at the minimum trip, including, of course, the fifth in last year's Galway Hurdle beyond Clondor Warrior. And if Automated comes unstuck, then I do think Tigris River is the one likely to take advantage. On to the first of the competitive handicaps, then, which comes up at 5.20. And I really like the claims here of Dancing Duke. This 5-year-old has yet to win over hurdles in 9 attempts, but he's certainly run some decent races over fences for new conductions. You've only got to look at the kind of competition he's been facing up against the likes of Listen Deer and Lucky Pat back in Ballinrobe, and Jetstream Drac, of course, at Tipperary. Decent effort here as well, an eye-catching run, which really draws my attention towards him, with a good 30 of the night behind two well-fancied horses here over this track on the level behind Baby Jake and King's Wharf. And a reproduction of that run off a mark of just 82 and now over hurdles, this potentially well-handicapped 5-year-old has got every chance of providing local connections with another winner. Of course, Stormy landed a bit of a punt for them on the last race here on the first day of the 3-day festival. On to the 5.50, again, another very competitive-looking handicap. And I'm going to take a bit of a chance here that Thomas McCourt's Ben Runsome can finally piece it all together over hurdles. He's certainly been in good form on the level of late. He's won his last two handicaps over 1.5 miles at Fairy House. And he stayed on from a very unpromising position to win at the County Kildare venue the other night. Obviously, that run was off the back of a decent effort over hurdles behind What's the Plot, Rapid Fritz and Touch of Gold, three horses in really good form throughout the summer jumping period. I do think this step up in triple suit him as well. He's always given the impression that some of these sharper tracks have just been catching him out. So hopefully, he can get his day in the sun tonight. He certainly looks the value a bit anyway of the race around about 8-1 this morning. On to the 6.20 then, which is an extended 2 mile maiden hurdle, and quite a wide open affair. But Herminio has looked a little bit disappointed on his two starts so far over the smaller obstacles. He's made the run in and he's just cut out in the latter stages, to suggest he's probably not the most straightforwardest of conveyances. So therefore, I'm going to look for a little bit of sneaky each way value against him, and it comes in the shape of John O'Connell's Shamash. This horse has been a bit of a money spinner over the winter stroke spring period on the all weather at Wolverhampton, where he's landed a few decent raids for forward thinking connections. His last run over hurdles was also an eye catching one as well, when he stayed in very nicely without being unduly punished when he finished fifth behind Tudor City et al. In quite a decent race at the County Kildare venue. He goes on decent ground, he's a game and honest type, and I certainly expect him to run a better race than his odds imply anyway, let's say, in the 6.20. On to the 650, very competitive handicap coming up over the extended 2 miles. The one I'm going to take a little bit of a chance with here is King's Wharf from the Gavin Cromwell stable. Now, this horse is very strongly fancied here on the level the other night, and albeit he didn't quite manage to come to terms with the eventual winner, Baby Jake, he certainly ran well enough to suggest he can win a race over hurdles. He's certainly been in good form over fences anyway. That win at Kelso a couple of starts ago suggested he's a particularly well-handicapped horse when he won by 23 lengths. And he gets the chance to run here off a £17 lower mark. We know he's in good form. The ground's fine. And, of course, he handles the track as he proved the other night. So King's Wharf, an each-way price for us there in the 650. On to the 720 then, which is a 3 mile maiden hurdle, and surely this provides a decent opportunity for Go Another One to finally make his mark over hurdles. He was certainly well fancied anyway on his first start when sent off an 11-10 favourite at Limerick, but he just found the very useful Mr Showtime a little bit too pacey for him over 2 miles. Prior to that, of course, he'd finished fourth in the Grade 1 bumper at the Punchestown Festival behind Fiona, and that level of ability certainly suggested he should be winning a race of this nature. Hopefully the step up in triple suit, of course he comes from the point-to-point fields, so hopefully John McConnell's charge can finally lay the ghost to rest tonight and win that 720. On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 7.50 again, another competitive handicap over 3 miles this time, and the one I quite like from an each-way stance, If Saden Park from the Joseph O'Brien stable. This horse finished fifth in that groundbreaking race at Clonmel, which I keep talking about. There's a race that Stormy won, of course, Fierce Soul was second. Numerous horses down the line have come out and franked that form, the likes of Majestic Force and Charger as well. They've all won since, and there's nothing wrong with these next two runs when stepped up in distance at Tramore behind Glendine River, and last time out behind track specialist Andrax, albeit he just couldn't quite cope with that horse when dropping back to a mile one. Hopefully the step up to 3 miles will be the key to this horse tonight. He's very consistent, he's an honest type, and he's certainly got a chance of hitting the frame at the very least there in that 7.50. On to the final race then, which comes about 8.20, an extended 2 mile bumper. Look no further here than Tara Bridge, who made a spectacular reappearance the other day down in Ballinrobe, when he travelled really strongly in the hands of Tom Hamilton to win very easily in the end, beating Special Ted, who was very strongly fancied from the Willie Mullins stable. I do like the way this horse strode out in the latter stages, backing up that run previously at the Punchestown Festival when he was fourth behind Raring Bull in quite a good speed figure race. The odds in great nick at the moment, the ground will suit, and there's every chance that Tower Bridge will win yet again and provide favourite backers some cheer in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again tomorrow. We're going to be taking a look at Sunday's action on July the 9th. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.